land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, October 16th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a notice during the break that the Presque County Republican Party is having their October monthly meeting this Thursday. It's going to be the 19th at 6 o'clock. They're going to start the meeting at 6. This Thursday, October 19th, it's going to be at the Lighthouse Restaurant in Rogers City. So you need to go to this meeting if you live in Presque Isle County, even if you live in surrounding counties, Alpena, Sheboygan, you may want to consider going to this meeting. Lots of good information preparing for next year's elections. Many new elected people going to be elected next year in Presque Isle County. They already have a candidate, Dennis Darga, announced he's running for clerk. There's going to be three new county commissioners elected, districts 2, 3, and 5. They will have new school board members in Presque Isle County, surrounding areas, Alpena, Sheboygan, it's happening. And one thing you have to understand, this party has raised more money than they ever have in the past. They're going to be able to get involved and get information out to the general public about these candidates that they end up supporting. So please consider going to Lighthouse Restaurant in Rogers City this Thursday, October 19th at 6 o'clock. This meeting is open to the public. They would love for you to come and join the party. Pay your dues for perhaps next year. I'm going to talk to those folks and see if they'll consider doing that. This year already over with. Maybe they can let you pay a prorated share for this year and dues for next year. Become a paid member. You'll get to vote at their meetings. So again, Presque Isle County Republican Party's monthly meeting this Thursday, October 19th at 6 o'clock at the Lighthouse Restaurant in Rogers City. They have a Facebook page. You can go there and look it up. Presque Isle County GOP. So definitely, definitely, definitely would appreciate you guys being a part of it. They have 277 members on their Presque Isle County GOP Facebook page. So we're excited to make that announcement. And again, tonight, a little bit of a correction I forgot to mention. There is no meeting tonight at the Sheboygan Public Library. It's next Monday, the 23rd. Stand Up Michigan Chapter, Sheboygan, Presque County. They're not meeting tonight, the 16th. They're meeting next Monday, the 23rd. No meeting at the public library tonight. Make sure you get that information out to everybody. Kind of an interesting dynamic going on in Lansing. Democrats fighting amongst themselves. Again, Emily Dierendorf, Democrat from Lansing, on Tim Skubick's Off the Record. Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, trying to herd the cats, keep everybody in sync on the same page. Well, it's proving to be pretty challenging for the Speaker. Got other stories from Lansing. I'm Chuck Arandy. We'll be right back.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. You just heard the commercial from Northern Michigan RV. Well, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, no appointment is necessary. They are going to be open from 9 to 5, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They are going to winterize and inspect the roof of your RV. Cost this year is $99. They'll flush out all your water lines, drain your tanks, put in the RV antifreeze, get you ready for storage of your unit. Now, one thing that Vicky and I have decided to do, we're going to take our Coachman Freedom Express Ultralight, our 26-foot travel trailer. We're going to take it over there on Thursday to get it winterized. And we're going to be storing it there with a for sale sign on it, so that you guys can go and look at Trucker Randy and Miss Vicky's travel trailer. We're going to be making some investments in the radio station, hoping to expand our signal. I can't get into the details, but we are selling our travel trailer. We used it one vacation trip last summer, and we decided that we need to sell the trailer. It's a fantastic trailer. You can go and see Trucker Randy's trailer there later this week. It'll be there on Friday. So we're excited. Go. No appointment is necessary. You can go there and get your unit 5 days. It's only going to be this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. Then next week, Friday and Saturday, October 27th, 28th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. They're going to have cider, coffee, donuts, prizes, giveaway every hour. They're going to inspect your roof, and they'll spot seal it for you to make sure it's not leaking. There's an additional charge for additional washer, dryers, ice makers, and dishwashers if you have those in your units. They'll make sure the air vents are cleaned out. They'll make sure the water is drained. RV, winterization, everything will be taken care of, ready for winter storage. No appointment is necessary. You just pull in, go inside, you fill out a little card for the prize giveaways every hour while they're doing your winterization. I believe they usually have like four or five guys out there working on your trailer at the same time. Your fifth wheel, whatever you have, motorhome, they can do it all. So again, 5 days only, starts this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, October 19th, 20th, 21st, next Friday and Saturday, October 27th and 28th. $99, and it's ready for storage. And like I said, our unit will be there. They'll have the keys. They'll be able to show it to you. And we're selling it so we can make an investment in expanding the radio station. So we're excited. We want you to come be a part of it. Let's see. I got a couple of text messages. Let's see. Okay, very good. Perfect. No. Brent, absolutely not. Not going to happen. Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. I got this not related to the show, but one of the listeners in Sheboygan, McLaren has closed the much-needed hospice house in Sheboygan. Maybe it's time to do what I did. Ended up going to Munson and Gaylord for tests rather than McLaren and Petoskey. Maybe if we hit them in the pocketbook, they will reopen Sheboygan. I'm not sure that's going to work. I'm hearing that there is a lot of corporate shakeups going on at McLaren, and they're looking to cut costs, to cut funding, and this is one of them that they've chose to do. One of the things that they are looking at is a corporate restructure. And one thing I found to be very interesting, Munson expanding their operations in Kalkaska and also Gaylord. Munson is expanding. McLaren, I think, is feeling the pinch of competition. And I hate to say it, but I think they're going to probably end up losing the market to Munson. Now, one thing that I did, I had to have an ultrasound done through the Munson system. I went to Kalkaska, folks. I walked right in. Not having to wear masks. Walked right in, checked in, sat down, barely sat down in the waiting area, and she called me, come on back. I was in and out of there in about, I'm going to say 20 minutes, maybe 25. From the time I checked in, they had all my records, they had the insurance, they had everything. Went back and did the ultrasound, and bam, I was out. It was that quick. Let's see, Brent, I'm not sure I understand your text message. Can you reword that? Rick Gooding, listening to the show. Because one of the things I think is pretty interesting, Linda from Sheboygan, she said, Randy, not only does Sheboygan need new commissioners and a new sheriff, we also need a new prosecutor and clerk. Well, I'll tell you what. It would be phenomenal for you to come to this class we're putting on and bring somebody you think that might be a good candidate, especially for the clerk. Prosecutor's a little more difficult because you have to be a lawyer. We need some attorneys from downstate that would love to live up here in northern Michigan and get them to run for county prosecutors. We need one in Sheboygan. We need a new prosecutor here in Antrim. Okay, now I got it. Brett Gooding says, I would be extremely happy if Munson replaced McLaren. Okay, good. Yeah, I was impressed. And my own family doctor, my own primary care physician, has informed me that we are starting open enrollment. I believe it starts today. So if you guys want to contact Laura Bogdan, I'm going to give out her phone number. Open enrollment, you can switch your supplements, your prescription drug services. You need to call Laura Bogdan and find out more about it. I'm going to give out her phone number, 231-264-6890. Laura's been doing this since the late 1990s. She's completely trained and updated on all of the programs available out there. So if you'd like her phone number, just text me, Laura, L-A-U-R-A, and I will text you back her phone number. Clickable, dialable link, just give her a call. Tell her you heard Chuck or Randy talking about her on the radio and that you would like to schedule a consultation with her to find out about your options. But I'm seriously looking at switching all of my services to Munson. Vicky's been with Munson forever. Love her new cardiologist we got down at Traverse Vascular Cardiologist there in Munson in Traverse City. Young woman. She is fantastic. And Munson in Kalkaska, folks, and I would think Gaylord, how was your time going there in Gaylord? Sherry says, I absolutely agree with Brett Gooding 100%. Petoskey's McLaren emergency room was a complete joke. Let's see. Raul, How was your experience with Gaylord Munson? Did you have to wait long? Did you get right in? I'll tell you what, Kalkaska blew me away. Honestly, I don't think I'll ever go to Traverse City again. I think I'll go to Kalkaska from now on. Vicky's doctors with her cardiologists and all her other folks are based out of Traverse City, but I'm going to use Kalkaska. Yeah, just saying. But again, Raul, I don't know anything about Gaylord. If you can give me some feedback on that, I'll let the folks know. Let's see. Any other text messages I didn't get to yet? Let's see. Nope, I think we're all caught up. Good deal. One thing I do want to mention, Jonathan Deek, the computer geek, absolutely love his VPN service and his remote computer repair. Had a situation with one of our laptops. He jumped right on, was able to fix it, got us restored within about 10 minutes. It was fantastic. If you want to give him a call or a text message, just text me geek and I'll send you his contact information. His phone number is 231-818-8349. I'll text you the information. You can give him a call. Individual pricing based on how many computers do you use, computers at work as well as at home, licenses, PCmatic, absolutely fantastic pricing on that, the VPN service, virus protection, malware, all of it. And he also does IT services. If you're a organization or a board and you need a sound system, you need cameras, you need the ability to record and upload the videos of your meetings, give Jonathan a call. He can take care of you as well. Extensive background in all of that. So again, the number 231-818-8349, or just text me geek and I'll send you a screenshot and a clickable link for his number as well. So, yes, totally excited. So many things happening. I got a text message. Yeah, I just went to the website, northernmichiganrv.com, and I see I don't need an appointment. No appointment is necessary. Winterization starting this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then next Friday and Saturday. Just pull in. They'll jump on your unit and take care of you. So again, this Thursday, starting off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 19th, 20th, and 21st, then next Friday and Saturday. And I'll be taking our trailer over. Actually, you know what? I think I'll take our RV and drop it off on Thursday. It's going to be stored there at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. You guys can go see our trailer for sale. And I might then go on over to Rogers City and attend the Presque County Republican meeting. Got to check my schedule. I think I might be able to do that. Final half hour of today's show. We'll get to more of your text messages. We'll be right back.